Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. So we're back to our focus on grow yourself. And today it's grow yourself, grow your relationships. I don't know anybody who gets through life today without relating to somebody else. So this is an important part of our life. It's an important part of our home life, our work life, every part of our lives. Relationships drive opportunity, and emotional intelligence turns connections into collaborations. So you can tell from those statements that we're talking about growing relationships in business, but I'm sure you can see how that's going to impact your personal life as well. And that's a good part of what I hope to bring to the world, is there is a way to approach other people that is collaborative, that is productive, and where everybody wins. And that's my heart. I hope that's your heart as well. Let's get into this, growing ourselves so we can grow our relationships. Why relationships matter more than ever? That's a great question. Why do they matter more than ever? In today's business landscape, technical skills may open the doors, but relationships keep them open. I have a past client that I dearly love working with them. They are IT consultants, and they do an amazing job for people in migrating to the cloud and figuring out how to work the cloud and get the advantages of technology today and all of those kinds of things. They have a term they use. It's called stickiness. They feel like they're very sticky with clients. And I asked them one day, why do you think that is? And they said, because we're really good at the technical side. And I just laughed. We were in a group meeting together. And they said, what are you laughing about? I said, it has nothing to do with the technical side, because anybody can do that. And there are lots of organizations out there that do that, but don't have the same stickiness that you do. And so the owner of the organization looked at me and said, okay, what makes us sticky? I said, it's your ability to build and maintain quality relationships. You respond to people, you take care of their issues, you actually practice empathy, you really do care about what happens with your customers. And I said, that's why you're sticky. So I wanted to bring that in. That's a bonus story. But I wanted to bring that in to describe how important relationships are. In a world that is increasing in technology every single day, and it's getting more complicated, and AI is taking over a lot of different things, it's just going to make relationship building much more important. Because when it comes down to it, at the end of every bit of technology is a human being who wants to be treated like a human being. So entrepreneurs, small business owners who master people skills consistently outperform those who rely on technical expertise alone. We just got done talking about that, right? In fact, research from Harvard University, the Carnegie Foundation, and Stanford Research Center shows that 85% of job success comes from well-developed soft skills, while only 15% is attributed to technical knowledge. Think about that a minute. That is a huge difference. So why do some people excel when others don't? It's because of their soft skills and how well they're developed. And guess what? The foundation of all soft skills is emotional intelligence. Strong relationships create trust. They fuel referrals. They open the door to collaboration and innovation. But the real differentiator isn't networking. It's emotional intelligence. So it's really what you do with those connections that's important. Let me share a story with you. Shelby, not her real name, of course, and her business partner had hit a wall. Communication breakdowns, unmet expectations, frustration were eroding their partnership. Through multidimensional assessments that we provided, they discovered that their motivators clashed. Shelby valued structure and accuracy, while her partner prioritized innovation and freedom. This insight reframed everything. Instead of viewing each other as obstacles, they began to see complementary strengths. Shelby built systems to stabilize operations, while her partner drove creative growth. Respect replaced resentment. Their emotional intelligence skills, which we helped them develop, turned conflict into collaboration, and their business rebounded stronger than ever. Those multidimensional assessments that we're talking about, that process provides clarity you cannot get in any other way. Using that validated data from those assessments, we were able to show Shelby and her partner that there were real scientific differences in what was causing the issues. So instead of them thinking of the other person as an enemy, they started to understand that the partnership was actually stronger because of their differences. This is the type of clarity that people need to make their very best decisions and to get their best outcomes. So I said earlier that emotional intelligence is the foundation of all soft skills. That definitely means then it's the foundation of relationship success. Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand and manage your own emotions while recognizing and responding effectively to the emotions of other people. It's a skill that allows you to connect deeply, to build trust, and maintain relationships even through conflict or challenge. Let's talk about the three pillars of relationship EQ, or emotional intelligence. Number one is empathy. Seeing their perspectives, understanding their emotions. Empathy is more than understanding. It's feeling with others. It allows you to interpret tone, body language, and emotion accurately. Empathy builds bridges where assumptions often builds walls. In relationships, it's what helps people feel seen, feel heard, and feel valued. The second pillar is authenticity. Being real with other people builds trust. Authenticity means showing up as your true self. When you are genuine in your motives, when you're transparent in your actions, and you're consistent in your words, others can trust you. Trust thrives in authenticity. It's the oxygen of relationships. And the third pillar of relationship emotional intelligence is adaptability. The ability to adjust without losing yourself. People are different. They think, decide, and act differently based on their emotional patterns, their values, and their behavioral tendencies. Adaptability is the ability to flex your style to meet others where they are. It doesn't mean changing who you are. It means expanding your capacity to connect and to collaborate. Now let's talk about some tools that help illuminate these relationships. And these are foundational. And of course, we're going to talk about the assessments that we mentioned earlier. Using multidimensional assessments, DISC, motivators, mindsets, emotional intelligence, and a variety of other tools provides measurable insight into how people think, how they feel, and how they behave. These insights help uncover blind spots and bridge gaps between different styles. Really, it comes down to this. The more we understand about ourselves, which is what we call self-awareness, and the more that we understand other people and where they're coming from, their personalities, their motivators, mindsets, their emotional intelligence, the easier it is to build quality relationships. DISC is a type of personality profile. It highlights behavioral preferences, how people act under pressure. The motivators or mindsets reveal what drives and sustains engagement. So think of DISC or personality as the how people do things, and the motivators or mindsets as to why they do them. And then emotional intelligence assessments uncover how people recognize and manage emotions in themselves and in others. Understanding these differences creates a shared language that reduces misunderstanding and builds stronger, more collaborative partnerships. I want to focus for a second on that creating a shared language. We have done that at EQ Fit in many different organizations. And when you create a shared language, it comes from a shared understanding. And that is the foundation that you can build strong organizations on and strong relationships because you're speaking the same language. There are less assumptions. You're assuming positive intent instead of judging people. So these are critical elements to building strong quality relationships. Now, I want to share an equation that I created, and it's very simple. Connection plus trust equals influence. At the heart of every successful relationship is this simple equation. Connection plus trust equals influence. The equation captures the relational pathway that turns acquaintances into allies and into partnerships so that we can get the performance that we want. We can get those outcomes and success that we're looking for. Here's the way this works. Connection is emotional. It begins with understanding and empathy, turning others' needs, communication styles, and values into understanding for ourselves so that we can better collaborate with them. You cannot influence someone that you don't understand or that you're not connected to very well. The second part of the equation is trust. And trust is behavioral. It's built through consistent actions over time. When people know what to expect from you, your honesty, your follow-through, your integrity, trust grows. And the third part of the equation is influence. Influence is the result. It's not manipulation. It's earned leadership. When others believe in your character and in your competence, they're willing to be led, to be advised, to be sold to, and to be inspired by you. When you lead with connection and maintain and build trust, your influence becomes natural and enduring. This equation is the cornerstone of effective leadership, sales, teamwork, and yes, partnerships. Thank you. So now let's move into some very practical ways to put what we're learning here into practice. First, let's start with resolving conflict with curiosity instead of with judgment or with defensiveness. Conflict is inevitable, and conflict is not a bad thing. It's simply things that are unresolved. And if we always avoid conflict, it's never going to get resolved, and that's not good for relationships. Conflict is inevitable in any relationship, but the outcome depends on our emotional intelligence. Defensiveness closes our minds. Curiosity opens them. When you shift from proving your point to understanding theirs, you transform conflict into collaboration. Here are some practical steps. Pause before responding to emotional triggers. Ask open-ended questions, such as, "Help me understand how you see this." Validate feelings before solving problems. Focus on shared goals, not positions. I have a phrase that I use with people. You're either having a conversation from a position or from a principle. And I say conversation diplomatically. It may be argument, right? What's the difference? A position is where you dig trenches and throw hand grenades at each other. And of course, I'm not talking literally here. I'm just talking figuratively. But it's a conflict thing where you're dug in and you're going to defend your position. A principle is a much higher thing. It is what's good for everybody. And I would much rather see people having the principled arguments versus positional. Positional is very divisive, and there's no collaboration in that. Curiosity disarms tension, and it replaces emotional reactivity with respect and with understanding. So if we want to grow ourselves and grow our relationships, the most successful relationships don't happen by accident. They're built through intention, through self-awareness, and through emotional skills. To grow your relationships, start by growing yourself. Deepen your self-awareness to understand how you are impacting other people. That's a big part of self-awareness. Strengthen your self-regulation to respond with composure, not just react. Expand your empathy to connect more deeply and to lead more effectively. And commit to authentic, consistent behavior that builds lasting trust. When you invest in your emotional growth, your emotional intelligence skills, every relationship, personal or professional, benefits from that. Let me leave you with a final thought here. Emotional intelligence transforms ordinary relationships into extraordinary partnerships. When you understand, and then when you apply connection plus trust equal influence, you create relationships that not only survive change, but they actually thrive through change. Grow yourself, and you'll grow every relationship around you. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at EQFit.